This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231, as we launch into hour number two of the program, doing it live tonight from the Liberty Forum. The 2008 Liberty Forum brought to you by the Free State Project. Our friends over at SACL CAI also behind the scenes providing some funding, and it's just a wonderful event. It's going on all weekend long. You're going to be hearing Free Talk Live broadcasting Friday and Saturday night live from this event, and we'll be talking with all kinds of different interesting people, not only libertarian luminaries. We just heard from Peter Crist from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Inevitably, I'm sure our buddy Jim Babka will be stopping by to talk to us. I believe our friend Gardner Goldsmith will be here tonight.
Oh, I saw Gardner running around already.
Yeah, I talked to him. He'll be here in the 9 o'clock hour. So we don't really have any real firm plans. It's sort of we're winging it, basically. Whoever we see come by, we snatch them. They come in here, we talk to them, and so we've done that again. We'll tell you more about the event here in a bit, but it's happening all weekend long in Nashua. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about it. And it's not too late to get involved. It's not too late to come here. Even if you can only come up for a day, go and look at the schedule and see what's going on. Maybe you want to come up Saturday when there's a variety of different things going on. Perhaps you want to come up just for the closing ceremony for a chance to meet Ron Paul, who will be the closing speaker. So once again, all the details at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now, sitting in the palatial Free Talk Live studio here, and this is so nice, Marcus.
Yeah, this is the nicest room we've ever broadcasted.
I should point out that that last year when we were at the Liberty Forum, for the very first ever Liberty Forum, they had us positioned, and I liked the position last year. We were right in front of the bathroom.
Right, it was close to the men's bathroom.
It was close to both bathrooms, which is great because everybody eventually had to come by to see us, which is nice. So we're not in front of the bathrooms this time, which, again, has its benefits, and we're actually kind of closed off, and there's like this beautiful little glass door here, and people can walk by. They can come in. They can sit down. They can sit in our third chair and chat with us. In fact, I know some of our listeners are going to be sitting in here in a little while. Of course, the phone lines are still open at 800-259-9231. We do have F. Paul Wilson sitting in the third chair at the moment right now. And, Mark, why don't you introduce him?
Well, I mean, F. Paul Wilson, the New York Times published, what is it, the New York Times best-selling author?
That's the phrase we like to use.
Yeah, you also have a movie that's been produced, and you're producing one now. Isn't that right? Is that the right terminology?
Yeah, it's in pre-production.
Okay.
Just sans director at the moment.
Okay, and which one of your books is it that you guys are
doing? It's the first Repairman Jack novel, The Tomb.
And Repairman Jack, describe him to people?
He's an urban mercenary, and he has no identity, lives under the radar, no driver's license. He's never filed a 1040. And he hires out to fix things that the system can't fix or that the system has caused.
I've never read it. Is it a present day kind of a
time? Yeah, it's in New York City.
Okay.
Where I went to high school, so it's I sort of came of age in New York City, and it's like another character. There's so many neighborhoods in that city that I can move around and almost like a different city every time.
Yeah, everything's different from Soho to Clinton.
Exactly. Yeah, Astoria.
Now, he's sort of libertarian-ish, but you don't do a lot of preaching or anything like that for liberty stuff. How do you, when people ask you about that, what do you say?
I think a book as far as promoting libertarianism is much more effective if I show and don't tell.
I would agree.
And so, in other words, I enlist the reader in the discussion, in a sense, and making, drawing their own conclusions from what I presented to them, rather than saying this is the way it should be. They look at it and say, oh yeah, that's really the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not telling them. I've made them participate, and then that filters through them, people have come up to me and say, you've changed my life. I've never looked at things that way. And they come to the website and they'll post that type of thing and just say, I've never been exposed to these kind of ideas before.
Did you think that would happen? I mean, when you first started writing books like that, did you ever expect that you would be told things like that? Like, wow, you changed my life?
No, never, never. I started writing science fiction, and I came to libertarianism through, a very tortuous path because there was no really libertarianism. The word really wasn't out there much when I in the 60s.
And you'd have to know somebody who happened to know about it and give you the right book to read and that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, I was really a gut libertarian. It was there in me. I just didn't have a vocabulary for it. And I'm going to talk about this on Saturday about, you know, that journey where you're really an orphan, a political orphan during the 60s. But the thing was, when I started writing science fiction, I developed this philosophy, and it was alien to everyone I knew. And it was alien to anybody I had met in school. Nobody really had any idea what this was about. So I figured, well, why not put it into my science fiction? Because, you know, it's alien, and science fiction readers are familiar with aliens. So that's the way I looked at it.
Now, there seem to be a lot of libertarian science fiction writers out there. I mean, what is it, Heinlein with The Moon is a Harsh Mystery?
Yeah, Heinlein was really the only one.
Okay.
And, you know, he was this way and that way. I mean, he was subtly libertarian sometimes, and then with The Moon is a Harsh Mystery, he was really out there with
mm-hmm.
it. And but I didn't discover that until later on, after I had really decided who I was. And people said, oh, you got to read Moon is a Harsh Mistress. You're the type of guy who'd love that. So I came to that, and I found Tan Staffel. And then...
And that's There Ain't No Such Thing as a Free Lunch.
There Ain't No Such Thing as a Free Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So when I wrote my science fiction, I developed a philosophy in that called KYFHO. K-Y-F-H-O.
Yeah. I can't remember what that stands for.
Keep your...
Okay.
Effing hands off. Okay.
Right.
So the thing is, that has gotten itself into the culture somehow. I mean, if you Google it, you get about 10,000 hits, the last time I did. So it's really nice to be able to invent something that is out there.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. I never thought that would happen.
Now, you've got another book out on the way, another Repairman Jack novel, is that right?
I had a new one out in September, and I have a young adult Repairman Jack book coming out in June, where actually I go through his life as a teenager and how he's starting to discover, it's 1983, and starting to discover his little talent for fixing things.
This is prior to the accident.
Way prior, yeah.
Okay.
Well, about 6-7 years.
He was in college at that time.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
So it is, now when you say it's a young adult novel, is it targeted at young adults?
Yes, it's young adult. But it's really for his fans, too, his adult fans, because there's a lot going on there that you're going to see, a lot of foreshadowing of what happens if you've been reading the adult novels. But I want to get kids into this, I want to bring kids into the series, and... The second book, I'm starting to introduce really some high school teacher. He's giving him some libertarian ideas, and he's starting to pick up on them and really starting to have these epiphanies about owning your own life and self-determination and that type of thing.
It sounds brilliant. It sounds like something that I think a lot of people that listen to this show are going to want to go out and, you know, purchase for their kids.
Yeah, if anybody needs an endorsement, I would, you know, F. Paul Wilson is one of my top two favorite authors out there, and, you know, he writes... libertarian-ish stuff, so you can sort of feel it underneath, but it, not necessarily. There's some medical thrillers out there, too.
Well, it's my worldview, and I can't help having it in the books.
Right.
Sure.
But some are more overt than others.
So what are you speaking about here at the Liberty Forum this weekend?
I'm just sort of my path from being just a regular schlub high school kid into libertarianism and sort of finding my own way before there actually was a movement. You know, the yaffers and... I tried to write for New Guard, and a lot of people forget all these old things that were really the seminal sparks for the whole movement.
Hmm. Now, how great is this this forum so far? I mean, obviously, it's just barely getting started, but literally hundreds of people all in the same place, all who love liberty all together. I mean, have you ever been to anything like this?
Never, and I think it's really cool. I've been looking forward to this for months.
And you're staying all weekend, too.
Oh, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Now, a question that I have thought in the past, who are some of your favorite authors?
My favorite authors are not, I mean, Heinlein was an influence, but, you know, Ray Bradbury was an influence.
Mm-hmm. I've read some of his.
And Richard,
who do you read for enjoyment, right? Like right now?
Right now? I mean, but Richard Matheson was, I said, my major influence.
Okay, Matheson.
He just did, you know, his I Am Legend was his.
Mm-hmm.
But I read Jeffrey Deaver, I read Jeffrey Hunter, I love all the guns in his books. And I read a lot of people that you've never heard of because I get sent a lot of books that haven't been published yet.
It's repairmanjack.com.
RepairmanJack.com.
Great. F. Paul Wilson. Maybe we'll check back with you later this weekend since you'll be here
I'll
entire
be here the
time
whole thing.
How things have gone. Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
And, my pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of the evening here
I
at
will.
The Liberty Forum. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedEC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedEC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedEC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Of course, we're here to take your calls tonight, as we always are, though we're in a little bit of a different location. Tonight we're broadcasting live from the 2008 Liberty Forum, brought to you by the Free State Project, which, of course, we are Free State Project members, Mark. We moved here to New Hampshire over a year ago at this point, really, almost coming up on a year and a half. now, and it's just been a wonderful experience so far. We were here last year for the very first Free State Project Liberty Forum. The first one was a tremendous success, so inevitably there is a sequel. Now this time, there are more people here than last time. Luckily, the venue has changed. The hotel is bigger. We can actually walk down the hallway without running into people this time, but there are actually more people here. It's an excellent event, and I highly recommend our listeners take a look into it, especially if they're in the New England area and looking for something to do this weekend. This is the place to be. If you love freedom and you care about liberty in America, you want to be here, because not only are there going to be hundreds of people that agree with you to talk to and to meet and to hang out with and libate with, as inevitably is going on right now, there are also some wonderful libertarian speakers coming here. We've already spoken with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition tonight. Peter Crist is here representing them this year. Last year it was Jack Cole. We got to talk to him last year, of course. And we just finished speaking with F. Paul Wilson, libertarian sci-fi author extraordinaire.
I got my book signed, too.
You did.
I did.
He's out there right now, I think, signing books for the next hour or so, as I understand it. So come on out. He's going to be here all weekend. So if you miss it tonight, I'm sure if you ask nicely, they'll sign your book later.
He's a nice guy.
So once again, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
Speaking of people that were wandering by, I saw Bernard von Nahaus.
I saw him, too.
Did you see him?
Yes.
He looks healthy and spry, and I was glad to see him.
He's not in handcuffs. That's a good sign.
Right. And just like Bernard von Nahaus, Sound Money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar's offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November the 14th, 2007. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org, sign up for their updates, register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Speaking of which, the Liberty Dollar is also now selling 2008 coins. So
that's correct. I think they're taking pre-orders at this point for those, and I'm sure Bernard will tell us more about that later. So far we've had guests sitting in who I don't believe are actual Free State Project members, but coming up here in moments, we're going to the phones first, but coming up here in moments, we have Matt Simon, who is not only a Free State Project member, but also a super activist on the marijuana decriminalization front. We'll get to that, but let's first talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Happy New Year's, fellas.
Hey, Happy New Year to you as well, and everyone else there in Montana and the rest of our radio audience. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, I just wanted to say that I wouldn't, sometimes after listening to a lot of radio all day, you know, and I didn't make a long story short, I didn't mean to make it sound like you guys weren't doing anything. I know all you guys are doing a lot.
I don't even know what you're referring to. What do you mean when you say that?
Well, you remember last time I called, you know, I was like, you know, all these radio...
I don't remember what I ate for breakfast yesterday, Jeremy, so don't take it personally.
Yeah,
as long as you were entertaining, Jeremy, that's all we care about.
Yes.
If you're entertaining, we want you to call.
So don't worry about it. What were you calling about tonight?
Oh, well, I was calling about this Free State Project thing. I mean, because
yes,
I've always been a rambler of such, as you guys probably have a little bit of an idea on that. I mean, but... Mm-hmm. If you move to New Hampshire, I mean, what are you supposed to, I mean, how do you get a place to live? How do you get a job? I mean, are you just supposed to move there with all kinds of money? I don't get it.
No, you don't have to have all kinds of money. I mean, a little bit of money might help.
They've got jobs and places to live here, though, I can assure you.
A few hundred bucks in your pocket's probably a good idea. The Free State Project actually, and Jeremy, thank you for the call. We'll talk more about it here in a moment. The Free State Project has people that they're dedicated, they're volunteers, and they're dedicated to helping you find a job. They're not going to go out and do the work for you, but they're going to point you in the right direction. They're going to point you to the organizations and the individuals that are offering jobs. There are job postings right now at freestateproject.org. And all kinds of suggestions and links. There's friendly Free State Project, friendly realtors all around the state here. They're more than happy to show you prospective rental places. And
no shortage of jobs here at all.
It's a great economy here in New Hampshire, and of course it is, because there's very little regulation in comparison to the surrounding states. So inevitably, there are a plenty of opportunities around. Matt Simon from the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense. I mean, you moved in. How long ago has it been for you now, Matt?
Almost 2 years, Ian.
So Do you work for yourself? What do you do for a living? How do you make money?
I do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I've got a few different things that I call jobs, and they provide various amounts of compensation.
But there's a little bit of enough around here in New Hampshire to keep you occupied. And
absolutely the case. Absolutely the case. And it's easy to just show up, go to Murphy's Tap Room or one of the other gathering places, get to know some people and get plugged in, and people can help you find things like where to live and where to maybe go for employment.
Some people have actually done that. They've actually just they just figured throw caution to the wind, get on the Greyhound bus, get a plane ticket, and come here to New Hampshire with, you know, maybe a few hundred dollars in their pocket, and they've managed to find a couch to crash on, a small room to rent, and a starter job, and get their feet wet here in the New Hampshire.
I don't recommend that for the most comfortable digs.
No.
I suspect it would.
But
I know
possible.
It works. I've seen it work.
Right.
My path was somewhat different. I think I set the record. I think 7 visits before I actually made the move.
You want to make sure.
You want to not only that, scout the entire state, figure out what's going on, what areas are like, and you don't.
Yeah, I would encourage that.
The whole state is beautiful, though. I mean, it's really hard to go wrong with New Hampshire. And I'm sort of the complete opposite. I never came up here before moving. I picked from a distance where I wanted to move. Luckily, found a realtor that was very good at what she was doing, and she led me in the right direction on a house. Ended up getting a wonderful home to live in, and now we're here doing the show live 6 nights a week from New Hampshire. So, Matt, New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, and there's another organization you're involved with, but let's focus on that one for right now. What is it? What are you doing with that organization?
Actually, it's just one organization. The New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense Marijuana Policy.
Two websites, though.
We have a second website, which is focused entirely just on the presidential primaries, where we try to go around all the town hall meetings and other various events and talk to these candidates and raise drug policy issue questions and get them to have to talk about an issue that most of them would prefer not to discuss. That's our Send the Right Message campaign. And we made a separate website for that to keep it separate from nhcommonsense.org, which is our home site where we focus on state policy reform.
What's coming up this year for New Hampshire? I mean, I understand that people around the country are obviously listening right now, but if New Hampshire can help lead the way in some decriminalization efforts, then other people might follow suit.
This is a case where I wouldn't call it exactly leading the way, because 12 other states have already decriminalized marijuana since 1973. This is more a case of getting New Hampshire up to the front of the bus and, you know, changing our archaic sentencing for the penalties on the books are just outrageous.
So when you say decriminalize, you mean that they're reducing the penalties, not necessarily completely eliminating?
Exactly. We're just talking about reducing the penalty for possession of marijuana, you know, an ounce and a quarter or less, and making it a violation rather than a misdemeanor.
So you can't be arrested?
It depends on what you mean by arrest, and I'm not entirely sure about that. But it's a difference between a violation and a misdemeanor. It's a difference between a fine and the possibility of jail time, a record, and things like that. So we think it's a significant improvement. The 12 states that have that level of decrim are better off than we are.
I would like to talk to you, if you've got time, about Send the Right Message and what you're doing on the national level with these presidential candidates. I'm sure you have some stories to share. More on the way here. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-449-1299. Again, that's 1-800-449-1299. 1-800-449-1299.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowegi.com. That's Sacrowegi.com.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all. It's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We're here with another Free State Project member and activist. Of course, most Free Staters are activists. Matt Simon from the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense. You do two different sorts of things right now as far as the activism world and the world of working on helping decriminalize marijuana, not only here in New Hampshire, but you've expanded out now. You've expanded out to nationwide. And your website, sendtherightmessage.com, has been bird-dogging, I guess. Is that the right term, bird-dogging?
I don't use that term, but that's the old-school term. It's
okay,
been
what
done
term
for
do
long.
You use?
We don't even really have a term for it.
Cornering?
Cornering, sometimes it's cornering, sometimes it's simply going and asking a question and trying to get a certain response. If it's a friendly candidate, I wouldn't call it cornering. I wouldn't say I cornered
sure.
Ron Paul or,
right.
or Mike Gravel or Dennis Kucinich on the drug issue. They're all too happy to talk about it.
Right. Now, you're talking about, is it the drug issue that SendTheRightMessage.com is promoting, or is it just marijuana?
Actually, for Send the Right Message, we're criticizing the entire war on drugs.
Oh,
trying
okay,
to,
great.
Absolutely get them to have to at least answer questions and discuss it, whereas otherwise they wouldn't. And, of course,
right.
we don't get a lot of straight answers from a lot of the front-runner types, mm-hmm. and they want to pretend it's a medical marijuana question, even if it's about legalizing marijuana completely, or, you know, they really don't like to answer the questions
sure.
as they're posed. And so it's been an exercise in apparent futility sometimes, but at the same time, I don't see it that way, because if you go to a Romney event or a McCain event or whatever, there the entire New Hampshire media is sitting there in the room. If I'm a young reporter and I don't know which issues are important, you go to these events, you're going to leave thinking immigration, health care, and the war are the only three important issues in the
right.
world. So we feel like for average citizens to go to these events and ask these questions, and even if you do get an invasion, you're raising an issue that's of importance, and if it keeps
sure.
being raised, that's
you
important.
Know, it's funny how important issues are said to be important. I mean, we've had an, you know, for instance, illegal immigration. That's you'd think that that was the biggest issue sitting on the plate of presidents, you know, presidential hopefuls right now. And we've had people coming illegally into this country for the last 15 years, if and before that. But why is it now such a big deal? Why is Bush a bad guy for having done? You know, it just it doesn't make any sense. And I don't know why it is.
It's just a politics horse.
What just, the issues are the right. big issues are.
Somebody picks it and they just harp on it for forever.
You could chalk it up to the efficiency and effectiveness of the Tom Tancredo campaign if you like, but
I don't think Tom can take credit for it. I don't take Tom Tancredo.
So, sendtherightmessage.com, you've been going to these presidential forums here in New Hampshire, usually with video cameras, right? So when you actually ask them the question about the war on drugs, it's not lost into the ether. You know, they don't answer once, and then nobody, you know, unless you were there, you didn't get to see it. You've got it videotaped. It goes up on YouTube, and everybody around the country can see these. These are on the website, right? Send the right message.
Absolutely. Every video encounter is at the website, and I also wrote an article about each encounter, analyzing either the evasion or the answer or whatever you want to call it, and was able to get, you know, pretty good traffic out of that. And,
yeah.
and also on dig.com and other sites like that, we had some pretty good success.
So who were some of the ones that really stuck out in your mind as far as their answers? And
as far as bad.
Well, either way, good, bad.
You know who the good ones are. Ron Paul. Just Kucinich, he's okay.
I want to know what they said,
drug dealers in jail.
Well, I'd encourage you to go to the website and check out our anti-prohibitionist candidate report card where we condensed it all into one spot, and that also includes links to each YouTube video. And,
okay.
I've seen the report card. I remember the Republicans. Isn't it pretty much every Republican except Ron Paul got an F, and Ron Paul got an A-plus as far as the war on drugs?
That's the case. Tancredo actually got a C.
Here I bring him up again.
Because despite the fact that he's a prohibitionist, he voted against medical marijuana in the Colorado state legislature, but he believes that the Constitution still means something and that federal interference when a state passes a law, that even if Nevada succeeded in legalized marijuana like they tried to do, then he would not interfere.
Right.
So that we thought was a good answer. We gave him a C.
And they're trying again, by the way, in Nevada. They are going to give it another shot, I think, in this this upcoming 2008 election to once again try to re-legalize marijuana. So, very cool. You guys are doing some great work over there. People can go to sendtherightmessage.com to see the videos. How can they get involved if they are, you know, not in New Hampshire? Is it possible for them to somehow help your organization?
Actually, we're unable, beginning in a few days, to ask candidates questions because, unlike the last 9 months, they're not coming here at all anymore.
Right.
They're done with us. So when they come to your state, wherever you are, and you have a chance to go to an event, absolutely turn up. It's worth doing. Go ask a question at one of these events, and whatever question you think will get a reaction out of the candidate that you're going to see, it's a useful thing to do.
If they get some video of it, can they get it to you? And
absolutely. If people continue to make news, and if they want to share the videos with us, we'll stick them up on the website. I'll write an article about it if I have time.
You get published on the Huffington Post, which is a fairly popular blog, as I understand.
Absolutely. They've run my last 12 articles, actually, and that's gotten us an awful lot of traffic. I've been really happy with that.
So if people go and they go to these presidential forums, what do you recommend as far as technique? I mean, I'm sure one of the – I don't know if you're doing this on your website, but you might want to consider maybe boiling down some of the things you've learned about how to ask questions because you don't want people to make the same mistakes you've already done. So if you've figured out what the best questions to ask are, you know for certain what the worst questions are, maybe write up an article about
how long should the question be.
Have you done that yet?
I don't know.
I haven't written an article yet, and I should do that. Really, it's different from candidate to candidate and from
sure.
type of event to type of event. A town hall is one thing. A meet and greet at somebody's house is another.
Right.
If they come to a restaurant to shake hands, You know, we were able to get successful encounters at various types of things. I like the town halls best because you have the public. You know, that's the public interacting with the candidate. Potential voters are there. And when you ask a question, if it's a McCain event or a big event, it, you know, hundreds of people hear it.
Sure.
And the media hears it, and it's broadcast on C-SPAN. You know, I've had people in other states say, oh, I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and I heard one of your friends ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
You know, I've been to a couple of these where the candidates are trying to, you know, get all the people doing their retail politics here in New Hampshire, trying to get people to vote for them and that kind of thing. And I've thought about asking questions. I raise my hand every time they ask for questions. I raise my hand. I'm going to get something in. And my question just gets long in my mind. I have never, they've never called on me. Maybe I have that look in my eye that they know that I'm asking something. But my question gets longer and longer. And, you know, pretty soon I've got a dissertation going.
My advice there, Mark, is simply to be prepared and know what question you want to ask in advance. And
jot it down.
If you have it written down, you can pull it out and read it. I was so nervous when I went to Rudy Giuliani's town hall that I definitely had the question written down. And when he was done talking, I think everybody was so petrified from all the things that he was saying. You know, he's spreading his message in fear and scaring the pants off the people.
9/11.
And as soon as he was done, I just kept telling myself, stick your hand up in the air the second he's done talking. And I did. And nobody else did. Everybody else is too scared to do it. And he called on me and even made a comment about it. It's like, well, the only hand I see is this gentleman right there. So what's your question?
You got it. Very good. One of the other things you might want to consider, if you have some other friends that are of the same mindset and are willing to come with you, go together to this event and spread yourself out throughout the crowd, right? That way you've got multiple people raising their hands all at the same time, thereby increasing your odds of being called on.
Yes, we sometimes had four or five people for events, not counting the camera person, and everybody had the same questions printed out, you know, in advance and a plan, basically. And other times we just kind of winged it a little more, but it was fun.
Very cool.
What about the people in the, you had people in wheelchairs asking questions, that kind of thing? Are they more likely to get called, less likely?
That was another campaign. That was Granite Staters for Medical Marijuana.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was. They only asked questions about medical marijuana, and it was patients asking the questions for the most part. And we left that aspect of the larger drug policy issue to them and focused on other issues.
I think it's so great that we have enough organizations now to where we can really compartmentalize in that way and focus in on different issues. And Matt Simon from NH Common Sense and Send the Right Message, nhcommonsense.org, sendtherightmessage.com. Thanks for stopping in tonight, being on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. The man behind the Liberty Dollar is next.
Every night in your bed, do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from Savvy Rest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we'd like to invite you to shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Just head over to store.freetalklive.com and order all kinds of great Free Talk Live-related merchandise. One of our listeners is sitting in the studio with a very nice Free Talk Live T-shirt on. We, of course, also have the T-shirts are actually available in two different colors, yellow and black, which, of course, are the Free Talk Live colors. We also have the Free Talk Live bowling shirt. I will be sporting that later this weekend. I don't know if you brought yours this weekend, Mark.
I did. Shirt. It's short sleeve. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but it is toasty warm in this hotel. I've even had to take my snow boots off. I don't think I've done that even.
I'm sitting here in socks as well right now. So go over to store.freetalklive.com and go ahead and place your order for some great Free Talk Live merchandise. So we need to go to the phones real quick, and then we're going to get to our next guest, Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar. But Niva is on the line in Texas. Niva, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks. Glad I had that little time to wait. It kind of helped me calm down because...
Okay.
I was watching the Iowa caucus, and they have the process down, and they called Ward 1, Ward 2, Ward 3, Ward 4, and you go to whichever table you're supposed to go at, and they ask your name, and they say initial here. Very orderly. And mm-hmm. then a little bit later on, there was this guy that was kind of going behind. I mean, people were not yet to the tables, and he said, this is my own idea. It's called curbside check-in. And he had, the ballots were just like if you had a 4x6 post-it note or something, and, you know, you take that and you write the name when, at the proper time, you write the name of the person that you think you want. And
okay.
then you turn that in. But right at this point, he was going and he was passing the ballots out and he was writing the name of the people down. And I heard him say, this will speed up things. I will go back and write your initials beside your name.
So what are you suggesting here?
I'm suggesting that people should have the opportunity to initial their own name and not have someone initial it for them.
I see. So he's basically might have been a scam artist, might have been untrustworthy.
It's good that there are cameras on him, and
You
know,
now
he
is.
Know more about it.
Neva, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Bernard von Nothaus is the man, the monetary architect behind the Liberty Dollar. Mark, you're holding your hand up.
No, I was just saying I've got a real quick report here that so far with 2% of the precincts reporting in Iowa,
2% is not worth reporting.
11% for Ron Paul.
Bernard von Nothaus is here, and he is the man behind the Liberty Dollar. The monetary architect. Bernard, we've had you on the show before. Last time was on Pork Fest. Actually, I think we actually had you by phone after the raid on your organization. Of course, we talked about that for 3 hours straight on Free Talk Live.
You're big news, Bernard.
It was huge. They came in, what was it, like 6, 8 in the morning or something? What time did they come in there?
Actually, we opened at 8:30, and they were there just right after 8 o'clock. When the ladies arrived, they were there.
And this is the FBI and Secret Service working together.
Yeah, about a dozen federales raided us.
They came in, and they took everything.
Well, they didn't take the furniture. They took everything but the furniture.
They've got plenty of furniture.
But
what they don't have enough of, apparently, is gold and silver and copper. They took all of that. I'm amazed that you guys were able to bounce back as well as you have. The Liberty Dollar organization still going on. In fact, you sent out an email this week saying that you're going to put out a new 2008 Liberty Dollar.
We're open for business.
Why is that? Aren't you concerned they're going to kick in the door again?
Awesome.
No, I'm not that concerned. Plus the fact that we're just answering the call of the marketplace. Ian,
people still want them.
Absolutely. You read that alert. I mean, basically, you know, the RCO network told me either produce something or we're going to make our own.
Right.
You know, plus the fact is that, you know, there's been no cease and desist order. So why shouldn't we stay in business?
And there's also been no arrest. They took all your stuff.
That arrest is going to take some time.
Why?
Know?
Oh, well, how come they can come take your crap and they don't arrest you? How do they get to do that?
Well, that's the process, you know, because, well, just, it really is a process.
Okay.
Yeah. For them to arrest me, they have to have an indictment, and they have to get that indictment from a federal grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Doug Jackson, who started E-Gold, and he told me that after they raided him, it took a year and a half on the grand jury to hand down an indictment. Mm-hmm. A year and a half.
Wow.
Why so long? They're slow.
It's government.
Okay. We're talking about the government. Okay. We're talking about slow here. Okay. I mean, if they were really fast, they'd be supporting Liberty Dollar.
Right.
Yeah. No, these people are just slow. Otherwise, they wouldn't work for the government.
Yeah.
So it takes some time.
So you think it's coming then?
I think it's coming. I think it's going to take some time. And, I mean, I wasn't that informed or as well informed after the raid. Because I was wondering if I was going to be here tonight, to be honest with you.
Right.
Because I didn't know if I was going to be arrested the next week. And then I went off and I drove up to Evansville to check out what was happening. I thought I might be arrested while I was in transit. I mean, I didn't know. But after I talked to Doug and I found out it was a year and a half, I went,
wow.
A year and a half? Well, hell, let's get on with the show.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I've got things to do.
Yeah, at least you have time to get your affairs in order. I mean, you know it's coming.
Well, I know it's coming. I just don't know when it's coming, you know. And quite frankly, I don't care. I'm kind of giving up on it.
How would that affect the lawsuit? Right now, there are thousands of people who have joined the lawsuit with you and the Liberty Dollar in order to get their money back. I mean, because the government, they weren't just taking your gold and silver, Bernard.
Oh, no,
they were taking, hundreds of orders that were sitting there waiting to go out the door from your customers. So the federal government has, in effect, literally stolen their product from them.
Well, they haven't stolen it, but they've confiscated it. And actually, there's...
Well, if they don't get it back, then they've stolen it, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So it's a technicality. They don't have it. They're deprived of it. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Right.
You've heard that little phrase. minor details. But in any case, you know, but we could, if we had a moment here, to kind of clarify something here.
Sure.
Because there's a variety of confiscations that's happened. Okay, like they confiscated everything at the fulfillment office that was about to be shipped out, like the 2 tons of Ron Paul coppers, okay?
Right.
All right. So, you know, that was product that we had sold that we were ready to ship to people. Okay, and that's been confiscated.
Got it.
Okay, they also raided their warehouse in Coeur d'Alene, and they confiscated all of that property. Now, none of that property is mine. all that property backs up the paper certificates and the digital Liberty dollars.
Right.
Okay? And so all that property is actually the property of the certificate holders.
Right. So it's the Liberty dollar that I have, the paper one,
right,
that says that I can redeem this for silver. That's the silver you're talking about.
There's two different lawsuits here. Because, you know, there's actually probably going to be three different lawsuits.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch. I mean, you know, listen, they took about $4 million. I mean, this isn't shop liver here. So, you know, there's the silver that was taken, the gold and silver that was taken out of Sunshine that was backing up the certificates. Okay. So that's one lawsuit right there,
mm-hmm.
You know. And then there is the lawsuit that we had pending even before the raid happened. Okay, that was for declaratory judgment. We were suing the United States government. So
that was when they were accusing the Liberty Dollar organization of
being illegal.
Right, of the actual product itself.
No, not the product.
The usage?
Not the manufacture, distribution, or even possession, okay? We're not talking about drugs here. Mm-hmm. We're just simply talking about use of it, okay? And that was Title 18, 486.
Right.
So we were already suing them. So that was a lawsuit that we had happening. So now we got that lawsuit, which is still pending right now.
And so then the other ones for the Ron Paul conference are ready to go out the door.
Well, that's a third one. Then there's the one for the product that was not mine that was in Sunshine. And then there's another one for the product that they confiscated against the orders that are pending.
Right.
Right.
And you got your hands full with all this. I mean,
only part of it, because then there's going to be criminal charges, you know.
Right.
I mean, I've got about a half a dozen things. You know, there's no shortage of me things to work on right now.
But and you guys have a lot coming up soon. The 2008 Liberty Dollar. I know you just got in tonight. You're tired. You're going to be here all weekend, though, right? Are you going to be?
I'm going to be here all weekend.
You're keynoting on Friday night.
That's tomorrow night.
We're going to be doing our show, so we're going to miss it. So I'm hoping that maybe we can get
you. Too bad. That's going to be good, I think.
Maybe you could come out on Free Talk Live on Friday night after you get done with the keynote, if it's before 10 o'clock, or maybe Saturday night. Come back on the show and give us like the executive summary. That way our listeners can kind of get in on it.
Unfortunately, your listeners are not going to be able to see the keynote.
Oh. What's that mean?
I hear the music in the background.
That's so visual.
We can't hold you through, Bernard. Hour 3 is on the way. We've got other guests scheduled. But we want you back this weekend. Will you come back?
I'll come back anytime.
Okay. Great. Enjoy the rest of the night. Enjoy the Liberty Forum, and we'll see you here.
Come again, as I'm happy.
Later this weekend. Hour 3 is on the way. The president of the Free State Project will be joining us, and we will hear from you as well if you dial in 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty Dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty Dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.